I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Time to play Onsides, Offsides. Hit it!
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside! Defense number 69!
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Benny boy, Benny boy. I did a similar game when I was filling in for Bill Ryder on Wednesday. They do buy or sell, same concept. They do a nice job on that. Nice sounders. I think ours are better, though.
They have a bigger production budget as well.
Yeah, that's
offside.
We have Kevin Harlan doing a sounder. They're not better than
right?
That. Yeah, come on. Who wins here?
I did see Kevin Harlan, by the way.
By the way, tell him thanks for recording that for us.
2 weeks ago in Philadelphia. Congratulations to the Harlan family. His daughter had a baby, and I gave him a nice little baby gift. Very appreciative of it. Kevin Harlan's a great dude, let me tell you. One of the classiest people that you'll meet, and a great announcer, obviously.
Family happy to be in Cleveland now.
Say it again?
It says the family happy to be in Cleveland now.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I'm sure.
We have a nice moment, and you got to just put a little bit sour. I believe it was his daughter who had a baby.
That's what James does. But nonetheless, the sun isn't shining very brightly in Phoenix, and boy, what a week it's been for the Suns. First, their owner, Robert Sarver, threatened to move the team to either Las Vegas or Seattle if his demands for a $150 million arena renovation aren't met. Then Sarver was taken to the woodshed over this funding at a city council meeting by a 90-year-old woman in a video that's now gone viral. To top it all off, they botched a three-team trade with the Wizards and Grizzlies because they confused two players with the same last name. So onsides or offsides? The Suns are the biggest losers in sports this week.
Just this week?
You want to go in a generation, a year? What do you want here?
Who else is in the running to be bigger? You just listed a laundry list of problems. I all these other issues, they're just singular issues.
I could think of a certain team that might be losers for a while, or have been losers for a while.
Every team you root for?
Yeah.
But this is just for this week. Just 1 week. On sides. Next question. I don't even need to give an explanation. Go.
I did the legwork for you there. keeping it on the hardwood. The Mavericks have been a pleasant surprise in the Western Conference. Currently sitting at 15-12, they're being led by the international man of mystery, rookie sensation Luka Doncic. This is the same Doncic that the Hawks traded the rights to for Trae Young. Doncic leads all rookies in points per game and minutes per game. So onsides or offsides, Luka Doncic will end up as Rookie of the Year.
Onsides, I'm going Luka Doncic. I think he's the most entertaining rookie in this draft class just off what we've been able to see so far. How that projects over an entire career, that's something different. But 17.8 points per game, almost 7 rebounds per game. I do believe that he's going to win the Rookie of the Year. So, yes.
Got a little hot stove action for you.
By the way, hot stove, it's still in the cold water phase right now. The water is not boiling yet where it's overflowing before you put the pasta in the pot. Because I'm waiting for something really big to happen and it hasn't happened yet.
It's also stupid that we call it hot stove, but that's all a topic for another. I just hate it.
You just think it's too cliche?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Free agency. Put the pot on the hot stove.
Ugh. The Chicago White Sox pulled off what seemed like a minor trade last night in which they were able to acquire first baseman Yonder Alonso from the Indians. However, if you delve a little deeper, it might not be a minor deal after all. That's because Alonso just so happens to be the brother-in-law of free agent Manny Machado, whom the Sox and basically everyone else have been targeting. By all accounts, most folks would do anything to stay away from their in-laws. But we also aren't offered hundreds of millions of dollars to be around them. So onsides or offsides, Manny Machado will sign with the White Sox.
Offsides. I think Machado winds up here in New York.
God no.
Or down the turnpike in Philadelphia.
Offside.
Huge thanks to our friend.
You don't want Machado on the Yankees.
No. Want no part of it.
So you stick with Andujar. The Duke can do get Miggy with it, in the words of John Sterling.
Andujar should have been the rookie of the year.
Yes.
In the AL. We know what Didi brings. Obviously, Torres at second baseman was this hot prospect who showed that he can play at the bigs. What are we going to go out and spend hundreds of million dollars a year for in a position we don't need when you still have basically everyone in their lineup to pay? You got Sanchez. You
because
got Judge. Didi makes nothing. Andujar makes nothing. Torres makes nothing. No one's making anything. You got to pay them all, and we're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on this guy? Give me a break.
Because you're the Yankees?
No, thanks. No, thanks.
Once again, because you're the Yankees,
no,
this is what
thanks.
You do.
Offside.
And it didn't work out to much success, unfortunately. They had one World Series to show for it with that strategy.
Let me get the violin out. Oh, you had one World Series in recent memory. It's not like you just came off a great run in the 90s and the early 2000s. Let me play the small violin for you.
I'm not whining. I'm saying it didn't work. Anyway, huge thanks to our friend Peter Schwartz,
Schwartz,
who so politely teased this for us about 20 minutes ago.
How mad would you be at me if I answered that, by the way, in the update?
I wouldn't have been mad. I would have just less typing for me to do on a script. I would have just cut a question and move on. Four questions. With the Chargers' dramatic win over the Chiefs Thursday, Los Angeles has catapulted themselves into legitimate Super Bowl consideration with serious potential of ending up as the AFC's number one seed. While I'm sure the league and the networks would enjoy the idea of the AFC title game being played in the country's second largest media market, we shouldn't forget that the Chargers play in a soccer stadium that holds only about 20,000 fans and frankly offers no home field advantage. It's not really a good optic in one of the biggest games of the year. So onsides or offsides, Zach, the NFL would be embarrassed to have the Chargers host a conference championship game.
You know what? I would go on sides. They know what the situation was going into the year and the year before that, but that would be... It must be fun to actually go to a game there just because you have such a game that is so big and moves so quickly and you get it in such a small setting. So it must be cool to actually watch. But when you pan into the stadium, oh, we're here for a big game, and it sits 25,000, 30,000 people. Yeah, it's a bad look. And the Chargers, fun story if they get there with Rivers and the quest for a Super Bowl, but yeah, it's a bad look on television. It is. It's something people are going to poke fun at, especially when had the road fans travel so great there. Get people and more people cheering for the other team. Yeah, it'd be ugly.
Lots of Pats jerseys in LA. As the AFC playoff picture sharpens a bit, just about every team in the NFC is still mathematically in contention for a wild card spot. That even includes the Carolina Panthers, who are in the midst of a 5-game losing streak after starting the year 6-2. As if that weren't bad enough, they still have to play the Saints twice in the next 3 weeks, including a matchup tomorrow. Because of that, there's a very real chance that Carolina could finish with a 6-10 record. Yikes. Considering that Ron Rivera has already had to fire two of his defensive assistants, and there is a new owner in town, onsides or offsides, Ron Rivera is coaching his last few games in Carolina.
I think the guy's a good coach, but if you go 6-10 or even 7-9, yeah, I think you're going to be out of a job. I do. And this is a team that where they were, they have really faded away. I know they were 11-5 last year, but 6-10 before that. Then obviously they had the run to the Super Bowl, 3 straight postseasons before that. New owner, it's tough to keep him around. So I think he'll be handed his walking papers if they don't find a way into the postseason. So, all right, shut it down. Fun onsides, offsides.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.